I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia asserted Saturday that its troops and separatist fighters had captured a key railway juncture in eastern Ukraine, the second small city to fall to Moscow's forces this week, as they fought to seize all of the country's contested Donbas region. A Russian defense ministry spokesman said the city of Lyman had been completely liberated by a joint force of Russian soldiers and the Kremlin-backed separatists who have waged war in the eastern region bordering Russia for 8 years. Lyman, which had a population of about 20,000 before Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, served as a regional railway hub. Ukraine's train system has ferried arms and evacuated citizens during the war, and it wasn't immediately clear how the development might affect either capability. Controlling the city would give the Russian military a foothold for advancing on larger Ukrainian-held cities in Donetsk and Luhansk, the two provinces that make up the Donbas. Since failing to occupy Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, Russia has concentrated on seizing the last parts of the region not controlled by the separatists. Hundreds of Lithuanians are clubbing together to buy an advanced military drone for Ukraine in its war against Russia in a show of solidarity with a fellow country formerly under Moscow's rule. Some $3.2 million have been raised in just 3 days out of the $5.37 million needed, largely in small amounts, according to a Lithuanian internet broadcaster that launched the drive. The drone has proven effective in recent years against Russian forces and their allies in conflicts in Syria and Libya, and its purchase is being orchestrated by Lithuania's Ministry of Defense, which told Reuters it planned to sign a letter of intent to buy the aircraft, to buy the craft from Turkey next week. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister met with the leaders of Samoa.